Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Tailgate.
It's time for the tailgate.
Toss me a cold one. Nothing better than a 7 a.m. beer and an unbrushed mouth.
Your official weekend destination for all things football.
You are looking live.
The granddaddy
of them all.
NCAA.
Travis Hunter circles around down the sideline. There he goes. The most dynamic player in college football. Touchdown, Colorado.
The NFL.
Williams, pressure coming. He felt it. Looked, saw it, evaded it. Still on the move. Looking around. Williams is going to take off for the end zone.
It's its own playground.
And now, it's time to kick off the tailgate with your host, Paul Pabst.
You ready, champ?
I'm ready for this my whole life.
On Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the Odyssey app.
Welcome to the tailgate 670 The Score. I am your host, your master of ceremonies, Paul Pabst, starting off the football weekend here on The Score, and it's a big one. NFL Week 14 is going to be great. College football's playoff is set, and Notre Dame is out. We'll get into that. The situation with Michigan football, which is going day by day and really came out of nowhere. We'll get into that a lot. Some NFL heavyweights are on the outside of the playoff picture. We'll run through all the games. And coming up in 20 minutes, he's on the call for Browns Bears tomorrow on Fox. Three-time Super Bowl winning fullback from those great 90s Cowboys teams, Daryl Moose Johnston, joins the show. Also later, we're having a doctor on and a professor from Loyola University to talk about how to prevent frostbite because it's cold. At Soldier Field tomorrow. We'll get into the weather in a second. Adam Studzinski is here. Paul Paps, 670 The Score. Studs, tailgate, ready to go. The lead this weekend in Chicago, clearly. The Bears go from first place in the NFC overall, which way they were 5 days ago, to the seventh seed in a matter of 4 hours last Sunday. We're going to look back at the Bears-Packers playoff game and the fallout of that loss and how it was a bad loss, but not a bad loss, as we like to say here on the tailgate. Let's get to it. Bears next game. Browns at Bears, noon kickoff, Fox Sports, and it's going to be cold. Like, cold. If you grew up in Chicago and someone goes, is it cold outside? And you're like, it's 27. You're like, 27's not cold. 17 is getting there. 7 is cold. Wind chill under 0 is cold. And the Bears are favored by 7 in this game. The Browns are a team that you don't know what you're going to get. And I think that's what bothers maybe some Bears fans and even the media this week is, you go against the Packers, you know what you're going to get. A very good offense, a very good defense, and a tough game. The Browns are all over the place this season. They have a strong defense, a really respectable defense, and a spotty offense that seems to change week to week. Dylan Gabriel a few weeks ago, different players in and out, a rookie quarterback, Shador Sanders, who's making his way up, but they made some plays last week with taking Sanders out and late in the game. It's really unbelievable, the Browns. And then the Browns have one all-time player in defensive end, Myles Garrett. Could you imagine getting the blocking assignment this week for Myles Garrett? Ozzie Trujillo, I think he's got the blocking assignment, but I think the entire Bears team has a blocking assignment on Myles Garrett. If you remember this great movie from the 80s, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, there was a football player named Jefferson, and he was played by the actor Forrest Whitaker, and they steal his car and wreck it, and in the big homecoming game, Forrest Whitaker, Jefferson, just tears apart the other team. When you watch Myles Garrett play, it looks like a movie about a 30-year-old playing with a bunch of 14-year-olds. He pushes people around. And it's almost frustrating that a guy who's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer and could go down as one of the top three defensive ends at all time. I mean, he's in that J.J. Watt category, you know, Reggie White category, and that's the upper echelon. But he's the kind of guy that is just kind of spinning his wheels there with the Browns, and the sack record is really what he has to live for this year. So with this weather, I think a lot of people think that the Bears will go heavy with the running game. I heard a few different people. I think I heard Troy Aikman talking about this the other day. When you got a guy like Myles Garrett, you run the ball right at him. You de-emphasize him by going at him, not away from him, because you take away his speed and make him just come right to you. And the blocking patterns, that's for the offensive line coach to do. But the Browns' offensive line, interestingly, is hurt. 4 out of 5 of their starters are banged up and either in or out or tentative for the lineup. And that's where you are. You're going to a Browns game that's must win. And at this point in the season, mathematically, all the games aren't must wins, but they really are figuratively. And the Bears had the Browns. It should be one of those wins where, like the Saints game a month and a half ago, oh, the Saints are going to come in town. We're going to whip them. And it just didn't go that way. They took care of the Saints at the end, but it always felt a little too close. All right, 6-7 to score. Paul Papps, let's get to it. I want to go back to last week versus Green Bay. Packers 28, Bears 21. 18 degrees, Tom Brady on the call, Fox game of the week. It was all set up for a monster rating, national TV. Huge opportunity for the Bears, as we said last week on the tailgate. If the Bears win both games against Green Bay, you're on cruise control to win that division. They didn't. It was a bit of a stalemate in the first quarter. The Bears didn't run the ball or pass the ball well, and I didn't think that they ran the ball enough, especially with the momentum they had with the running game against the Eagles. Packers were moving the ball all day. Now, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, that big pick he had in the first quarter, they didn't capitalize on that. And that was made me a little bit nervous. Because a team like the Packers, you're going to get one maybe from Jordan Love. The Bears seem to get one from everybody. Two Packers touchdowns in the second quarter. Christian Watson, the wide receiver. North Dakota State guy who's kind of been banged up his whole career. He really showed out that game. And then the end of the first half, that Bo Melton touchdown catch by the Packers, that felt like it was preventable. You go in, big hole, 14-3, but if you were grading that first half, it kind of was a 14-3 first half. The Bears' offense had done very little. The defense wasn't awful, but the pass defense didn't do much, and the pass rush was almost non-existent without the blitz. Now, let's get to the second half. A really nice second half by the Bears. They went back to the running game. Menungai is really hitting his stride, and he's starting to get national attention. A few touchdown passes, Bears right back in it. Then Josh Jacobs, in the fourth quarter especially, carries the Packers to a touchdown with 4:28 to go, pack up 28-21. Now, the Bears got the ball back, a little over 3 minutes to go and 3 timeouts. That's where you're sitting there going, yeah, that's no problem. That's what the Bears are meant to do. Now, you want going to overtime at the Packers? Sure, we'll talk about the two-point conversion. But 3 minutes, Caleb Williams and his offensive staff, three timeouts, that's not a big deal, at least. That's the mood in Chicago when you believe in your team in the fourth quarter, based off the past 2 months. Caleb's final throw to Kmet in the back of the end zone. Clearly, he had DJ Moore underneath. We could break that down forever. It's been broken down forever on the score all week. He sees Kmet, goes a little left, goes right, a little late. Reminds me of that Kmet play a couple weeks ago where he did find it and closed out the game. Running the clock, trying to run it down to make sure Jordan Love does not get the ball back. Very understandable. And Ben Johnson even talked about that. And it wasn't besmirching his defense. He's just saying, like, Jordan Love in December is as good of a quarterback as there is in the NFL. The stats bear that out. You keep running the clock down. You even have 2 timeouts. But you get a first down on that last play. I really believe the Bears were going over a touchdown. And going for the two-point conversion, I love it. I understand you want to get it back to overtime. Overtime's such a crapshoot. You go for 2 yards, two-point conversion. Love doesn't get the ball back, get on the plane, get back to Chicago, steal that win. So the good from that game is the fourth quarter comeback, the second half overall, the second half running game. The bad from that game is the defensive backs could not contain the Packers wide receivers all day. And the Bears defensive backs are having a fantastic season from a turnover standpoint. A couple of their guys are going to get into the Pro Bowl based off turnovers, right? Byard, Nashawn Wright. But the defensive line seems to not be able to get pressure without the blitz. When I say seems to, I mean they don't. Last week, they got one hit on the quarterback from defensive lineman. As far as losses to the Packers go, though, bigger picture, this one didn't feel brutal. It was the weirdest feeling. Usually, as you guys know out there, when you lose to the Packers, it's a gut punch, and it doesn't matter if you're 3-7 or 7-3. But I think the Bears, the past 2 months, have built up so much credibility in Chicago with the Bears fans and the Bears media that you're like, okay, it's at the Packers. You've had this great run. It was eventually going to end at some point. It's understandable that it happened there. And it didn't happen the week before in Philly, which was a fantastic win. So I think that was why the media wasn't that critical. And I think the fan base wasn't that critical this week when they're watching, you know, back to that game. And you still have the Browns game to get things right, and then the Packers at home in 2 weeks to really get things right. Now let's get back to the Browns game. Again, Paul Papp, 670 The Score. Moose Johnston from NFL on Fox, the former Cowboys fullback, will join us in about 10 minutes. It's bear weather. I love the phrase bear weather, and I love how coaches deal with bear weather. So going to that Browns game, 7 degrees at kickoff, below at zero with the wind chill. Here's Ben Johnson just talking yesterday about bear weather.
Been outside, love it, man. It's bear weather. You know, it's coming down. I know our guys are excited about it, and we can't wait. We can't wait to get out there back home. I know I said it a couple days ago, but home field advantage. Can't wait to see the fans out there, you know, and it'll be one of those games I think we're really looking forward to. So I'll go ahead and open it up from there.
Good job by Ben Johnson. Just jump on the grenade. I love the weather. I can't wait for it. Embrace the fandom. Now, what I'm really curious about, and Studs, you could back me up here. Sometimes coaches, especially play up north, embrace the weather on TV so they could be kind of tough guys. Bill Belichick in the old day, remember he would wear like the sweatshirt, no hat, nothing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was classic for that. Now, my guy in the NFC North right now is Matt LaFleur of the Packers. He's got short hair. He's got white walls on the side. He goes sweatshirt, no hoodie, no earmuffs. Coach can't wear earmuffs. He might as well be wearing a visor out there. He has no hat whatsoever. His ears are bright red by the time that game is over. But that is absolutely a coach statement that I'm one of you to the Packers fans. And I think Ben Johnson will do the same. Ben Johnson, I don't know if we can do a prop bet on this, but I don't think he's wearing a hat tomorrow. Baseball hat, not a winter hat. Let's get back to the defensive line, Myles Garrett for the Cleveland Browns. He's on a warpath to get the all-time sack record. By the way, the all-time sack record is a weird thing. Back in a strike season, I think it was 87, Reggie White, the great defensive end, for the played for a bunch of different teams. Reggie White had 22 sacks in 12 games because of the strike-shortened season. He had four more games to pile on to his sack record. So you had to prorate Reggie White and give him an all-time record. But Myles Garrett, he's a handful. Caleb Williams knows that. His escapability is off the charts. Here's Caleb on Myles Garrett and the sack record.
Obviously, he's right there at the sack record, almost there at the sack record. And so going to try and make sure that he doesn't get the sack record on us and on me. But, you know, I think those games have prepared, you know, the offensive line, us as a game plan, and going versus those type of players where they're just, you know, they're the S-tier players where you just got to, you know, make sure every single snap, every single play, everything is – not allowing them to wreck the game. That's something that he can do. That's something that he's done throughout his whole career. And so, you know, we're excited for the challenge. We're excited for this week. We're excited to try and get back in the win column.
Yeah, Myles Garrett, again, not to belabor the point, but to belabor the point, is one of those defensive players where when the ball is being snapped, your eyes start with him. If you go back more than a generation ago to Lawrence Taylor with the New York Giants, he was fascinating. Reggie White, J.J. Watt, lots of different players. Aaron Donald, more of a defensive tackle in his career, was an unbelievable player. But let's get to the Bears next month. Browns at home tomorrow. Packers at home next week. 49ers away. Lions home. And that's it. That's where we're at. The breakdown of the season into chunks, and this is the last chunk. You can't afford a disaster. You can't afford a loss or two. But the math starts to catch up with you if you have two losses in a row. And don't forget, next week, is this correct? This Friday, December 19th, join the score at the world-famous Bratstop in Kenosha. I love the Bratstop. I first went to the Bratstop when I was 17 years old in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And the return of the Brat Bowl, previewing part two of Chicago versus Green Bay. Raheem Harris and Grody, those are lucky. We'll broadcast from 10 to 2, followed by Spiegel and Holmes from 2 to 6 that afternoon. They'll be joined by special guests, invite me, including Patrick Manley, plus hosts from The Fan in Milwaukee as the show-up gear for the huge game for the next day. That's Friday from 10 to 6 at the Brat Stop in Kenosha. I think I went to the Brat Stop once and then went to the dog track up there. Rough times back then. It's all brought to you by Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha. For a great experience, visit ZieglerSubaruKenosha.com. Love the Brat Stop. Big NFL weekend coming ahead. About 5 minutes, we're going to talk about college football. But this week in the NFL, week 14, the Thursday night game, Falcons versus Buccaneers. And the Buccaneers needed that one, and they gave it away to a Falcons team that's subpar. Oh, man. The Buccaneers at 1.2 months ago, Baker Mayfield was talked about as an MVP candidate. They were talked about as home field advantage for the NFC playoffs. Now they're struggling to keep up with the Panthers. Ravens, Bengals this weekend. Last call for the Ravens. Bengals 4-9. They're basically out of it. There's a little math on their side. Chargers versus Chiefs on Sunday. That's fantastic. Last call for the Chiefs. Bills versus Patriots. That's one where if the Bills beat the Patriots in the regular season or vice versa, I don't know exactly what it means. Patriots still have home field advantage, big advantage over the Bills. As long as they don't lose a couple in a row, they'll be okay. A couple dog games, Commanders at Giants. We're not watching that one. Raiders at Eagles. Little pressure on the Eagles. That Bears loss and then the loss last week for the Eagles, a lot of people jumping off that bandwagon. They're still 8-5, but people are questioning Jalen Hurts, the quarterback. He's had a bad month, and they need to fix it. If somehow they lost, which is, you can't say no chance to the Raiders, that would be galactic. Jets, Jaguars should be no problem with the Jags. The Jags are 9-4 and still getting no national attention. Interesting team. Cardinals at the Texans. The Texans are really rolling. 8-5. Their defense is best in the league by far. The pass rush is out of hand. Packers versus Broncos in one of the later games on CBS on Sunday. Big for both teams. This is a seeding play. The Packers get this win over the Broncos and somehow beat the Bears next week. They are now in the driver's seat for the NFC. Lions versus the Rams. Again, big for playoff picture. The Lions are really in not desperation mode, but can't afford a loss mode, if that's such a mode. Lions 8-5, Rams 10-3. Everyone still loves the Rams. Panthers versus the Saints on Sunday. Panthers are 7-6 and can win out and take the division, which always ends up being like a 10 or 9 game win division. Saints are a little scrappy, though. Titans versus 49ers. That should be an easy one for the 49ers. Colts at Seahawks. Now, Colts at Seahawks was a decent game. Seahawks are really good. Colts are pretty good. Daniel Jones gets hurt. They got to find a backup quarterback. Anthony Richardson was their backup quarterback. He's got an orbital injury. He suffered during pregame warmups a month ago. And they call 44-year-old Philip Rivers. I used to cover Philip Rivers in college. That's how long he's been playing. Philip Rivers was coaching a high school team 3 weeks ago. He was on the couch. He was doing what you and I do on Sundays. Philip Rivers, they haven't announced yet whether he's going to play or start, or Riley Leonard from Notre Dame, remember him, would get the start, but it's going to be interesting. I think a lot of people are rooting for Phil Rivers to start just because the story. They'll probably make a Disney movie out of this one. Vikings-Cowboys, the night game. Vikings had a nice win last week. They're still 5-8, not going to make the playoffs. Cowboys, this is last call. Got to get this one. All right, here we go. That's the tailgate so far. Great day ahead. A lot coming up today, but coming up next, a wild week of college football, more off the field than on. We got the morale meter, my Bears game prediction, and big-time guest. We're joined by former Cowboys fullback, NFL on Fox's Daryl Moose Johnson. He's on the call for Browns at Bears. That's all next on The Tailgate. I'm Paul Pabst, 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
We're back with more of The Tailgate with Paul Pabst.
You're supposed to be a professional.
We'll work harder than anybody to win. But man, when we're dead tired in the fourth quarter, winning's got to mean more than just money.
You're hired to do a job.
Job! Job! I don't want no job. I want to play football. I want some feeling. I want some team spirit.
This ain't no high school. You don't have to love each other to play.
That's just what I mean, you bastard. Every time I call it a game, you call it a business. And every time I call it a business, you call it a game.
Saturdays on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app.
Paul Papp, The Tailgate, 670 The Score. Starting off your football week in college and pro right here every weekend. Moose Johnson of NFL on Fox coming up in a couple minutes here. Great guy coming on with the show. Cold weather at Soldier Field, cold. You know, the strategy there is layers. As they always say, this is like a PSA, studs. Take care of the ears. Take care of your undercarriage. Really take care of your toes. Kind of underrated. The hands, get a little hot chocolate in you. Pace yourself on the beers. Just pace yourself because the more the beers you have, the less you take care of your body. Buy some hand warmers like the ones you get when you're skiing. And my only tip is don't be the shirtless guy. The shirtless guy, you get some TV time, but usually you go home and you lose like a digit. Just to get on TV, be the smart guy, the planning guy. All right, let's get to college football. College football last weekend, title games, Indiana over Ohio State. Watch that one, and it was surreal. The Indiana defensive line handled Ohio State's running game. Bama gets taken care of by Georgia. Texas Tech rolls BYU, takes them out. I do want to do a minute on the Indiana story. I mean, if you grew up in the Midwest and knew Indiana football over the past 50 years, they were a non-threatening program. They would constantly have 4-7 seasons, and that was decent. Once in a while, they'd win like 7 with Antoine Randall-El. But this gets more surreal each week. Their head coach is unbelievable. Cignetti, it came from James Madison, and he came in with a lot of swag, and he backed it up. Most guys don't. They're the number one team in the country, the Indiana Hoosiers football team, not basketball team. Fernando Mendoza, their quarterback, he will win the Heisman tonight. Not to be a spoiler, he's going to win it. It's not going to be a problem. Jeremiah Love of Notre Dame will be probably second or third, but he will win the Heisman. To think that Indiana football in our lifetime would be the number one seed in the college football playoffs and have the Heisman winner, I would have bet against that one. College football playoff selection committee on Sunday, they thought Notre Dame, I think everyone thought Notre Dame was safe because BYU lost. I thought Alabama was in trouble because they got handled by Georgia. I thought Miami would be tapped out because they went into the day ranked below Notre Dame, and Notre Dame was above them. Understandable. Notre Dame was ranked ahead of Miami for 5 weeks in the weekly playoff selections. And then without playing a game, neither Miami played a game last weekend nor Notre Dame, and they jumped them. And it doesn't make a lot of sense, the process. Notre Dame passing on a bowl game, I think they're going to regret that a little bit. Those players who will never play together again could have gone down to Florida, broed out, got some Pop-Tarts, had some fun. But I think they thought that would sully the brand of Notre Dame football. I think that's exactly what they thought. We're not going to be in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. We should be in the playoffs. Pete Bavacqua, the athletic director of Notre Dame, was on the Dan Patrick Show on Monday.
And he launched into the ACC, launched into the College Football Playoff Committee, and it stirred the drink of a lot of college football talk that week. And Pete Bavacqua, I'm the one who booked him on the show with Todd Fritz, one of our bookers, and we got a hold of him, and he absolutely wanted to come on the show. It took us 2 minutes to get a hold of him and get him on the show with Dan Patrick to light up the ACC and the College Football Playoff Committee. Now, the Notre Dame situation was awkward, but, you know, they'll be okay long term. The Michigan situation is ugly. This rumor about Sharon Moore, their coach, and improper things had been swirling without any actual reports for months. I had seen it. I'd heard it. He was fired on Wednesday. The Michigan job, I don't want to get into salacious stuff. That's for another show. So that's for not us. I want to get into the football side of this. That job, the Michigan job, is open in mid-December, and that doesn't happen very often, and it's late in their cycle. The recruits that they signed last week, they're all free to decommit from Michigan because their coach got left. It doesn't matter how he left. If he quit, if he got fired, whatever it may be. Also, Michigan is very late in the coaching search window. If this job opened up a month ago, would it be Matt Campbell? Would it Pat Fitzgerald, the former Northwestern coach, would he have kicked the tires on it? And would they have kicked the tires on him? Very good week for Pat Fitzgerald. He takes the Michigan State job, gets a $401 million athletics donation from a couple that went to Michigan State. But the Michigan situation is ugly, and I think it's going to be kind of a cleanup on aisle five. Anyone from the Harbaugh era will not be in the building anymore. I don't know who they're going to get as a head coach. I recommended Kenny Dillingham, a 35-year-old great young head coach who's great at working with quarterbacks. He's at Arizona State. That'd be a total reset, a total reset. College football today, Army versus Navy. Please go to that game someday. And the college football playoff, it's 12 right now. Could it go to 16 or more? I think there's going to be a lot happening in the offseason, but let's get to it. Joining us now on the tailgate, he won 3 Super Bowls in the 90s with the Cowboys, fullback Darryl Moose Johnston. Moose is on the call for Browns at Bears on Fox tomorrow. All right, Moose, game time temperature under 10 degrees. What effect did this level of cold have on players, and does it affect some positions more than others?
I think the biggest thing is, what is the wind going to be? That's the one that really kind of impacts the game. When it's just cold, I think there's a couple of things that you have to be prepared for. For me, I never wanted to get too comfortable on the sideline. I didn't spend a whole lot of time on the heated bench. It's kind of, to me, it started to create some lethargy and, you know, the desire not to want to leave that warm bench.
Right.
I think the hits hurt a little bit more.
Tougher to catch the football?
Yeah, the cold does make everything a little bit more slick. I would say it's probably, in my opinion, harder to catch a football in cold weather than wet weather. So there's a lot of things that go along with it that people aren't aware of. But the hardest part, so you'll see some guys being like, well, why aren't they, you know, taking advantage of all the assets that are on that sideline to stay warm? And it is a fine line between being prepared and being comfortable, as opposed to being, you know, comfortable and then not really wanting to go off that bench.
When you see offensive linemen from either team come out with nothing on their arms, or even in the pregame go like almost like shirtless to try to send a message, is that to send a message or is that to pump themselves up, do you think?
I would look at their age right away. I did a 5-degree game in New York and played without sleeves. And I was young and immature.
Right.
And as I got wiser and older, I started to wear things that were much more.
But you played at Syracuse and you grew up in the Buffalo area. So you're assumed to be a cold, tough guy.
At that time. Yeah. But you spend one summer in Dallas, Texas, and right. your blood is thin, paper thin.
The Bears are 9-4. They've had a lot of last second wins, but win's a win. We don't have ugly wins. How do you overall, from a national perspective, look at this team as we are now early December?
I think that it's a quantum leap from last year. And I think one of the areas that is most important is what you just talked about, being able to win the close games. You know, they couldn't do that last year. That was one of the big reasons why they had so much change. They had the type of season that they did. So that was the first thing that they had to get resolved when Coach Johnson came here. And he's done a great job with it. And he shared, when we talked to the players preparing for the game on Sunday, one of the things that Coach Johnson mentioned was the Vegas game and finding a way to win that game with a blocked field goal at the end. He said that was kind of a huge boost for the team. And then you saw them in subsequent close games play very well. And then Kevin Byard told us he really felt it was the Cincinnati game. And I think that that was probably a little bit more like he felt the defense let the team down because they allowed Cincinnati to take the lead. And then the offense was able to go right down the field with Caleb. I can't tell you how important that is for a team right. from a mental standpoint to learn how to win a game in that environment. And when we were in Dallas and we were 1-15, we weren't a 1-15 team. We were probably a 4-12, potentially even a 5-11 team. But we found very creative ways to lose games that we should have won, very right. similar to Chicago last year. And it probably wasn't for us until 1991, where we had that kind of turning point game. And we went up to RFK and we beat the Redskins at the time. We were 6-5. They were 11-0. And we were able to put a long drive together and kill most of that clock at the end and beat them 24-21. That was kind of the launch pad for those great teams. You know, that was kind of one of our final pieces to really put together, was beating a quality team. And I think that's the next step for Chicago, is beating a playoff team in a tight fit.
Yeah, and I think when that game against the Eagles a couple weeks ago, that boosted them, even though they lost to the Green Bay Packers. Three-time Super Bowl champion fullback for the Cowboys, Daryl Moose Johnson. He's on the call for Fox Sunday in the cold, Browns-Bears. The Bears in the offseason spent money on the offensive line. When you were in Dallas, one of the strengths of your team was the offensive line. It seems to have given the team complete flexibility. When you go into a season with an above-average and maybe even a top-five offensive line, you could draft a running back in the seventh round and make him into a good player like Manungai. What was that luxury like in Dallas, and what do you see with the Bears' offensive line now?
No, I thought it was very, very savvy, you know, to make the investments that they made into the offensive line, because I think one of the biggest takeaways for me last year in the Super Bowl was how Philadelphia dominated Kansas City at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the football. So, you know, the game has changed, it evolves, but it really always comes down to who wins the trenches. And you can have great skill players, a great quarterback, a great run game, a great pass game, but if you can't protect and you can't open running lanes, you devalue all those assets. So just exactly what you said, Kyle Manungai, a guy in the seventh round, is able to come in and get behind an offensive line and get into a system that has had success, you know, all around the NFL with the wide zone. And really just kind of start to build that chemistry of staying on the track and everybody understanding the double teams and the climbs. And, you know, as you get more and more comfortable, now we're inserting wide receivers, we're inserting tight ends as extra blockers at the point of attack. So there's just some really cool stuff going on. And that's all because of the offensive line. And one of the things that Ben Johnson talked about was, you know, that being one of the huge parts of that whole thing, and just the way that the guard center guard area has worked this year, and how smart the entire group is. And I think that that's one of the other things that's underappreciated is how smart those guys up front have to be.
Yeah, Moose, you had your production meeting the other day. You talked to Coach Johnson. You also talked to Caleb Williams. And I'm sure you've talked to him before. I'm actually not sure. But when you look at him, one of the, at least my, I wouldn't say critiques, my evaluations, and I didn't play football like you did, is he does the spectacular. He is escapability. He can make the monster throw. He can make the throw off platform, as you guys say. But sometimes he doesn't take the easy stuff. Did you guys talk to him a little bit about the decision-making process?
We did. We actually gave him, a piece of advice that we had kind of gotten during the course of the season, because the biggest phrase that we've had so far this year is staying on schedule. And, you know, we hear it week in and week out, staying out of the obvious passing situation. And early on, when Indy was playing really, really well, we talked to Daniel Jones about it. And, you know, staying on schedule, he said taking the boring throw.
Right.
You know, not always making, you know, the huge throw down the field. We got a little bit of it with Sam Darnold as well. We took that to C.J. Stroud in Houston, and C.J. had a really, really cool perspective. And C.J. said, I don't think there's anything boring about football. So it's hard for me to say, hey, I'm taking the boring play. You know, that's one of my teammates who, you know, I can get him the football and he can break a tackle and go 60 yards.
Sure.
He goes, so the way that I look at it is, you know, am I able to find joy in the ordinary? And I thought that was something that.
Good phrase.
Was good to share with Caleb, because I do know he's been open about it, that he struggles with it at times, because we had him last year and we ran a clip in one of our games that we did with some of the throws that he had made during the course of the season. And there's not a lot of guys that can make some of those throws.
Sure.
But then you'll see a little speed cut out to the sideline that should be, you should have repped that. That should be, you can make that throw in your sleep and it's 5 yards over the guy's head. So it's just, you know, it's getting comfortable and understanding how important doing the little things are to not just your stats, but the success of the team. And the big thing is the completion percentage that, that Ben has kind of put out there. He wants it at 70%. They're not close to that right now.
No.
And one of the reasons why is that is, you know, a couple of checkdowns during the course of the game, instead of trying to thread a dagger or, you know,
a couple of first downs here and there.
Yeah, exactly. All of a sudden you've got four more completions that you're adding to that total, and it looks a lot better at the end of the game.
Moose Johnson of Fox Sports doing the game Sunday for Fox. We're going to get to the cold weather. Now, you guys, when you broadcast the game, I don't know if people know this, but sometimes, oftentimes, your booth is open air, like completely open air. So you have to be, you know, get ready for the elements. What's going to be like in your booth temperature-wise, do you think?
I'm not sure. We won't be impacted by the wind.
Right.
So we'll probably just have kind of that straight temperature that's creeping in through the windows. Yeah, we always leave the windows open. I mean, you have to have that tangible connection to the emotion in the stadium. I did a game one time where it was a secondary broadcast early in my broadcasting career, and the windows were painted shut, and we couldn't get them open. And it was the AFC Championship game. And you had no connection to the energy or the emotion that was going on inside the stadium. So for us, it's just, you know, make that connection, put a jacket on. The one trick that I learned from a very savvy person that's worked in this industry back in the day when a lot of the booths had concrete floors, not even carpeting on them, is just that old-fashioned heating pad rolled out on the floor and you stand on it. And as long as your feet are warm, you can stay relatively warm the whole game with that window open.
That's a tip for you kids out there. All right, Moose, before we let you go, I have your coldest game you played in, Cowboys at Denver, December 1992, 19 degrees. Does that sound right?
That was one of them. And then I think we had one in New York against the Giants that might have been five.
Five? When you go single digits, that's tough. All right, the Bears have a task to stop Myles Garrett. In my lifetime, in your lifetime, there's been a handful of players that are uncontrollable is the word I would use. Peak Reggie White, peak J.J. Watt, peak Lawrence Taylor. What do you see when you watch Myles Garrett play?
One of the guys that kind of fits right into that role. I see a lot of Charles Haley in him.
Okay.
Kind of that long stride, a lot more leverage and power than you expect. I mean, Charles was 255, 260. Myles is 275. Myles is probably a little bit bigger. But, you know, for me, when I watch him, I don't know what it is, but I immediately go to Charles Haley. And also the relentlessness of it. You know, I think he's an underrated run defender as well. I mean, we get focused on the sacks and everything he does there, but I think he's very good versus the run. You know, we've had Cleveland twice before, and I watched a triple team set up to stop him, and he defeated every component of it and got the sack. He's very, very good at playing off his teammates. They've built some good chemistry. Now, Malik Collins is out of the game. He got hurt a couple weeks ago, and they were really, really good together. Just that feel for the twist. You know, we see a lot of those picks in the offense this year. And it's not just picks to get Miles free. What we see a lot is Miles running a pick to get somebody else free, and then he becomes free because you just get jumbled up as you try to pass that game. So I think it's coordinated very well by Jim Schwartz. But he's an outstanding individual. And, you know, the biggest thing is you've always been waiting for that threat away from Miles. Miles is doing this when he's kind of, this is the one guy that you cannot let.
Yeah, he's not a
wreck
surprise.
The game, and he continues to find a way to wreck the game. So he's a very, very unique athlete.
They're going to have a tough time stopping him. Moose, good luck with the game on Fox on Sunday. Enjoy your time in the city. Thanks a lot for joining the tailgate.
All right. Thanks. We'll stay a little, we'll do our best to stay warm.
Thanks, buddy.
Take care.
That's Daryl Moose Johnson of Fox Sports. He's on the call for Browns Bears. Great time on the show. Thanks to Fox Sports for that. All right, coming up, the three and out, the morale meter, my Bears game prediction, and a doctor from Loyola Medicine who will tell us how to deal with frostbite and cold weather at the Bears game tomorrow. All that's next. This is the tailgate. I'm Paul Papp, 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
We're back with more of The Tailgate with Paul Pabst.
I love football. Love it. Love it.
Saturdays on 670 The Score and the Odyssey app.
Back on 670 The Score, starting your football weekend, college and pro. Early odds coming up after this show. Inside the Clubhouse coming up after this show. A lot going on. Hot stove, Sox and Cubs. Even on what the Cubs are doing, I added a reliever. Going to hear about that. NFL today, a lot to get to, some big games. We're going to talk a little bit more Bears-Browns on the field. We're going to talk about off the field a little bit because 7 degrees at kickoff. I've been to some cold games. I don't know if I've been to 7, maybe 17. There was a Colts game back in the day where the Bears hosted, and it was, man, was it cold. And of course, I'm a kid. I didn't prepare for myself. Then the wind, Waldron Deck, you're out there, you're tailgating, you're getting a little banged up. So we decided to bring in an expert, someone who knows a lot more than us, which is a lot of people, if you think about it. C-student, Southern Illinois. So joining us now on The Score from Loyola University, he's the regional director of the Loyola Medicine Department, Burn Center, Dr. John Kubasik. He's got a ton of degrees on his wall. I can see him right now. He's an expert on heat and cold health effects, basically smarter than us. All right, Doc, let's get to it. Let's start with the temperature during a game and the tailgate. What is the temperature when cold becomes dangerous to people?
Cold itself can become dangerous at almost any set degree Fahrenheit. We really worry about it just above freezing. Why is that? The wind chill can carry such an extra damaging effect that we have to keep cognizant of that portion. So as it starts to even approach freezing, the temperature your body experiences can be below freezing, and therefore you can be injured.
Okay, so tomorrow at Soldier Field, it says 7 degrees at kickoff. Wind chill could be minus 10. Is that like an extreme level? Do you have a phrase for that?
That puts us at risk for severe frostbite. Severe frostbite is when the cells in your body, the water starts turning to ice. So essentially you turn into an ice cube. And as that happens, those cells get damaged. They essentially pop. just like ice, you know, will fill up your cooler and pop it open or freeze that beer can. It'll do the same thing inside of you.
How can one be aware of it while they're in it?
Yeah, that's a great question. If I'm out there tailgating, I'm going to get distracted real easy. One of the things you want to do is intermittently when you're reaching for that next bite or next drink is to take a second and think about how do my fingers and toes feel. That tingling or those pins and needles that you may start experiencing, that can be early signs of frost nip, which is okay. The cold experience that your body's going through. It is before you get frostbite. So before those cells start popping, you get the sensation of those pins and needles and such. So, okay, so as that's happening, it's important.
So that warning sign is telling you you're on your way to hypothermia if you don't do something about it.
Certainly.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm tailgating and, you know, I want to bundle up, you know, I'm going to go layers on my feet, layers on my mid-level thighs, chest, hands, of course, face, of course, but Doctor, I'm a Walter Payton fan, and I want to show up my Walter Payton jersey, so I'm not going to wear a parka to cover that up. You have to understand that, Doc.
Yeah. You know, I think how we support our team in so many different ways is your own experience. And I think one of the things I want to make sure of is that everyone has a fun and a good time doing it.
Right.
That period of cold exposure can be 5-15 minutes, perhaps, sure, or the entire game. And if you're going the entire game, you're really putting yourself at risk there.
All right. So when I'm getting layered up, what are the areas, besides the obvious, I think we think head, hands, face, feet, what area of the body would be the most vulnerable on a day like tomorrow at Soldier Field?
In my opinion, that's probably going to be the hands. The face itself, most, if not everyone, will move for warmth if they feel it in their face. Between your eyes and your mouth, your body's going to tell you it's time to go in or take a moment inside, go use the restroom, get a meal or something. But you'll lose track of your hands at times. And those are the ones that you really want to make sure of. They stay dry. And in those layers, if one of those layers get wet, you may want to make sure you change it. You know, that spilled drink onto a glove can cause way more damage than you think.
So keeping a wet glove on is worse almost than not having a glove. So have a backup pair?
I would definitely bring a backup pair, yes.
Okay, Dr. John Kubaschek from Loyola Medicine, let's get to it. When you are watching TV and watching a Bears game or any type of game and you see the bros up front with no shirts on and it's 8 degrees, your thought as a doctor is?
I'm terrified. I'm impressed and I'm terrified.
Yeah,
I really want everyone to have a great time out there, but we see all too many people out after cold exposure, and these can lead to serious problems, including loss of digits or limbs. So being cognizant of what you're putting at risk is important. Want everyone have a great time, but do so safely. We mentioned multiple layers. We mentioned backup clothes as able. Mm-hmm. Make sure to stay dry. That's great. Avoiding the wind is also a mitigating factor.
Right.
If you can get out of that blistering wind for a minute, all the better.
Okay. Now, I'm no doctor. I was a C student from a state school, but I've been to a lot of football games. I believe that warming the core warms the rest of you, like, you know, hot chocolate or tea. You're already making that face that you don't believe what I'm saying, which is fine. Now, if I'm going to go to the tailgate, if I eat a bunch of like hot, spicy sausages right before the game, it kind of feels like it warms my body up. Am I tricking myself? Because I love hot sausage, Italian sausage. And I figure if you advise me to eat 3 or 4 Italian sausages before the game, I'm going to follow your prescription, Doc.
Yeah, I'd say do that because they're probably good and they're probably from the right tailgate, you know. But and I'll gladly come over and have one with you.
Oh,
but
great.
My concern is that you'll feel warm centrally, but not peripheral, i.e. in your arms and legs. And the farther away from that central portion, the more likely you're going to lose temperature in
your
blood.
Like a placebo effect.
Well, I think you're probably focusing on something else, very similar to a placebo, yeah.
Doctor, thanks very much for the tips. I'm sure everyone at Soldier Field, hopefully they listen to this and go there. But you know, when those guys take their shirts off, and it's, you know, 21-21 in the fourth quarter, I wish you would be there to advise people. Thanks a lot for joining the show.
Yeah, Paul, I want to say thank you so much for having us, and thank you. Go Bears. Let's have a great game.
Go Ramblers.
That was Dr. John Kubaschik. He is from Loyola Medicine. Thanks to Loyola Medicine for making him available. He runs the burn center there. But it's really interesting to talk to someone who just spells out the obvious. Like, he's like, if your gloves get wet, those gloves don't work anymore. Now, Studs, I'm not going to make any accusations here, but you seem like one of those guys who may be or may have been a shirt off at a cold game guy. Am I wrong or am I right?
I don't think I've ever done it, actually.
Good
I got,
for you.
I went, the coldest game I've been to was probably the Bears-Rams Sunday night game in 2018. And I wore a good amount of layers. I was down to just my regular lawn sleeves at one point in the second half. But, you know, we were feeling good. Game was going well. And, you know, so, but, you know, I got the layers back on. So I don't think I ever took my shirt off in that kind of weather, though, no.
Yeah, I never aspire to be a shirt off guy or a paint the chest guy. It just, I really want to watch the football game and not make it about myself. You know, shockingly, as big as my ego is, I didn't want to make it about myself. One thing I learned, and I think the doctor talked about this and other people have, Moose Johnson, who was on the tailgate 20 minutes ago, said, the feet thing. Up in Green Bay, I went to a Green Bay Packers game a bunch of years ago, and everyone was bringing in little fold things of cardboard. And the next thing you know, I see them all putting them under their feet, and they're standing them because the concrete is as cold as it gets, and it just runs up through your body.
It's so a pro move right
there. I don't think you're allowed to bring cardboard into Soldier Field, though. You might have to check that, Studs.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I would. I've never even considered doing that. I mean, I do tell people that are going to those cold weather games. So, like Alex Kuhn last week, I believe, did end up going to the game in Green Bay. I told him, I said, hey, man, thick socks and boots because the concrete will suck all the heat out of your feet.
This is like a PSA segment. This is Paul Papp, 670 The Score. Tailgate, a few more minutes. Studs, let's do it. Three questions for me. I don't know what's coming. All football related. Here you go. What's the first one?
Okay. So since we were just on the subject of cold, if a friend of yours called you at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning and said he's got tickets to the Bears game at Soldier Field, 20-yard line, are you going? Free tickets, no charge.
Oh,
yes or no?
Free tickets, I'm going. I'm going to give it absolutely no thought. I'm going to bundle up the fastest I can, get over to the deck, get some beers in me, some sausage in me. I think the less time you have to think about it, the less time you have to dread the weather. So I'd actually prefer that, the last minute invite to the 5-day ahead of time dreading the weather thing. Good question. What's next?
Army-Navy game today, right? And so I always look at this. The over-under for Army-Navy is a little higher, I think, than usual. 38 and a half. Are they hitting 38 and a half or no?
I would say no. I love Army-Navy. I go to one Army home game a year. I've been to four Army-Navy games in Philadelphia and in down in Baltimore as well. It's a treat. Please watch it today. It's like almost like your duty. I interviewed Bill Belichick, name drop. I interviewed Bill Belichick years ago, and he told me the only college football game he watches live is Army versus Navy. So I think it's going to be under. They love to run the ball, those schools. All right, next one.
Yeah, I always watch Army-Navy, too. Great theater. So, all right, this one is kind of generic. Best tailgate beer. In your opinion, you got one tailgate beer for the rest of your life. What is it?
Oh, that's a good one, Stud. You're on your game today. I would go, there's a beer I like down in Texas called Scheinerbach. It's a great beer for barbecues.
Good beer.
It's a good beer. It's crisp. It's not very threatening. It's not very high in alcohol. You could take care of a couple of those, and it won't hurt anything. It lets the meat and the tailgate be the star. Because, like, the beer, you don't want to go look at a monster 8.0 IPA when you're trying to eat bratwurst. You want to let the meat be the star. That's the morale of this show. That's the motto of this show. Let the meat be the star. All right, let's get to it. Thanks. Good job there, Studs. How's morale? Last week, the morale meter that we've coined on the tailgate 670 Score, Paul Pesh, was 8.9. You just beat the Eagles. You're rolling. And the next thing you know, you're first in the whole NFC. You lose to Green Bay, and it wasn't the most painful loss in the world. You drop down to 7.9 on the morale meter. You still feel good, and I think it's because you're really dining out in the last 2 months. The last 2 months, if you're a Bears fan, has been a lot of fun, and it's been such an absolute switch from the 2024 season in every sense of the word. It felt like the Bears could have gotten that game to overtime and stole that Packer game in overtime, and that feels really good. And I think you feel good about the Browns game today, and you feel really good about the Bears hosting the Packers in a couple weeks because we've seen their plan. We've seen what they could do. The Bears have seen what they could do, and it's going to be very interesting next week. Here's my pick, Browns versus Bears today. I expect a slow start for both teams with the weather. Hopefully the Bears run the ball to disemphasize Myles Garrett. And if you can get Shedeur Sanders to throw some really bad balls, which he's known to do, and he scrambles a lot in the wrong direction, and you stay with the running game, I think this could be a nice, clean win. There's a lot of issues going on with the Browns' offensive line. The Bears' defensive line is not fantastic, but this is their chance to really unleash against a subpar offensive line. I'm going 24-13 Bears. Get out clean, no injuries, and get ready for Green Bay. And don't forget, early odds inside the clubhouse coming out, but that's it for the tailgate for Week 15. A great week of college football last week, Army-Navy today. You got the Heisman tonight. You got icy cold Soldier Field tomorrow. So make some chili tonight, put it in the fridge, reheat it tomorrow, get on the couch, enjoy Bears, enjoy the Browns coming in town, enjoy the tailgate. A lot of fun this week. Thanks to the doctor from Loyola Medicine coming on, and thanks to Daryl Moose Johnson of Fox Sports for making him available this week. It was great to have him on the show. That's it for the day. I'm Paul Papps. He's Andrew Straczynski. That's it. 6-7 The Score. Enjoy the day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.